This is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Good afternoon. My name is Ricardo. We're conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name and number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct the survey?
Sure.
Thank you. And let me see right here. Yes. Okay. And what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
College.
College. Okay. All right.
Four years.
And are you, okay. Thank you, ma'am. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. What is your race, ma'am?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, are you registered to vote in Columbus, or like many other people, are you not registered yet?
I am.
Yes, you're registered? Okay. Now, as you may know, ma'am, in November 2023, there will be a general election for local offices in Columbus. Though sometimes things come up that prevents people from voting, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain to vote?
Almost certain.
Almost certain? Okay. All right. And do you plan to vote by mail, vote early in person, or vote in person on election day?
Vote in person.
Okay. All right. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2023 general election on a scale from 0 to 10? Whereas 0 means that you are not at all motivated, 5 means that you're just somewhat motivated to vote, and 10 means that you're most... 8? Okay. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, you're neutral. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use anywhere from 0 to 10. The first one up is the Columbus City Council.
0.
0, okay. Emmanuel Remy.
0.
Louis Gill.
0.
Adrian Hood.
0.
Farhan Jetty.
0.
Shannon Harden.
0.
Andrew Ginther.
0.
And we got Nancy Day Akauer.
0.
Joseph Motil.
0.
And Nick Bankston.
0.
Thank you. Okay, and next are some questions about the upcoming elections in Columbus. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so that the Council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work that they
new
have.
New direction. New direction.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the November election for mayor of Columbus was held today, would you vote for Andrew Ginther or Joseph Motil?
Joseph Motil.
Joseph Motil, okay. If the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Neither.
Neither, okay. And if you had to choose, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood, or still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Now, if the November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy Day Akauer or Louis Gill?
Undecided. All the questions about City Council are undecided.
Okay. All right.
We possibly will refrain from voting for them.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. And this November, there will be an issue on the ballot in the Columbus City Council School District that reads as follows. An additional tax for the benefit of the Columbus City School District for the purpose of current operating expenses and general permanent improvements that the county auditor estimates will collect $99,104,000 annually at a rate not exceeding $3 million for current operating expenses and at a rate not exceeding $4.7 million for general permanent improvements at a collected rate not exceeding $7.7 million for each $1 taxable value, which amounts to $270 for each $100,000 of the county auditor's appraised value for a continuing period of time commencing in 2023, first due in calendar year 2024.
I'm voting against it.
You're voting against it? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Okay. Do you consider yourself a strong Republican or not a
strong Republican?
Strong Republican. Thank you, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Single? Married? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
No. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted. Trump.
The Republican, Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the last question, ma'am. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$250,000.
Okay. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful, and thank you for helping me out in this part in the survey. You have a blessed evening, ma'am.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.